Because that's the bottom line.
Our picks for tonight. Let's look, first of all, of course, at the National Basketball Association. We know what happened two nights ago. Knicks were favored in game one. Rest versus Rust. We took the Knicks based on that and some historical systems that favor home favorites in a spot like that. And, of course, in the middle of the fourth quarter, you looked at the score and you say, boy, that was stupid. Way to play that system, bottom line guy. But as we knew all along, the Knicks came back and won this game and covered the spread thanks to overtime. So, game two, the Cavaliers, they have no shot, right? They have absolutely no shot. The New York Knicks are open as 6.5-point favorites. Public is kind of split here. 53% of the money is on the Knicks. So it's not like you have an overwhelming rush to the window to play the Knicks here. But this line has changed since it's open. 6.5 is where it opened. Now it's the Knicks by 5.5. Money is split right down the middle. Yet we've seen this line drop a point towards Cleveland. And of course, you don't even have to ask. The zigzag in full effect here. We're in game two now. Cleveland lost the first game. Let's take in the night. I'm taking all the guys from Cleveland, from Mitchell to Harden, you name it. I'm taking them again tonight. Maybe you don't live to see another day, but don't bet enough to where that happens. Give me the Cavs getting 5.5 tonight on the zigzag theory. I do see some places it is down to 5. Make sure you get that 5.5. But I'm getting Cleveland and 5.5 tonight. Not going to mess with the total. We have seen a majority of the money definitely on the over here. But yes, this line has gone up from 214 to 215. So that's telling you a little something. In fact, some places it's 215.5. I'm going to stay away from this total, but I'm going to take the zigzag. Give me Cleveland getting 5.5 against the Knicks. That's our NBA for tonight. Let's go to Major League Baseball. 5 games have yet to start on this schedule tonight. And one of the games that I'm definitely looking at playing tonight is out in the desert, and we have Arizona at home. Excuse me. What was I doing here? Not Arizona. We have the Athletics against the Angels. Arizona. What was I thinking there? That's the total I was looking at. We do have a game with the Athletics against the Angels. Here's one where you kind of look at this is the last game of 4-game series. Angels, 17-33. No chance, right? Well, they won last night, walk-off fashion. And the Athletics, they're 25-24. So it's not kind of a spot where the Athletics are kicking butt, but they're better than the Angels here. Severino going for the A's, 4.45 ERA. Jose Soriano, who started out as if he was the best pitcher in the month of April, well, a little lately, 2.41 ERA, although he is still 6-3 record. Here's the kicker. This line opened with the Angels, a -120 to -125 favorite in this one. And basically, we've seen not a huge change in this line, but we've seen it kind of mess with the fact that all this money has come in on the Angels and Soriano in this one. Yet we haven't seen that, but we've seen this line move a nickel towards the Oakland Athletics here. A's are just a better hitting team. They hit 251, Angels 224 this year. And against righties, which Soriano is, they're 6th best in Major League Baseball, while the Angels, who is also facing a righty tonight, is the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball against righties. Severino on the road this year compared to at home, a little bit better on the road, 3.56 on the road. He's on the road tonight, 5.55 at home. But Soriano, that's the guy I'm looking at here more than anything. Since the start of May, He was among the top 3 Cy Young candidates in the odds makers' eyes on May the 1st. In 3 May starts, 12 earned runs in 17 innings, 6.35 ERA. That's how your ERA goes up into the high threes. And yes, at home this year, Soriano's ERA, 3.86. On the road, it's 1.14. A's had the better bullpen. Angels are the 2nd worst. They're even worse than the Reds are the Angels. Bullpen. A's have a winning record on the road. Angels are 9-15 at home. Give me the A's tonight. I'm getting decent money here. And in fact, I'm getting basically a toss-up in terms of even money. Give me Severino over Soriano. There you go. Give me the A's over the Angels tonight. One of my favorite money line play in Major League Baseball. How about some totals tonight? Let's go stay with this game. A's and Athletics. This number is 8.5 here. And I'm going to take the under in this one as well. Mainly because, you know, we've seen the unders hit. But we also see the public is totally on the over. That's what is crazy as it sounds. 79% of the tickets and money on the over. Yet we've seen it still stick at 8.5. I'm going to go under 8.5. A's and Angels. And the other one tonight, this is with the Arizona game. Colorado on the road. We all know it's a lot different than Colorado at home. Eduardo Rodriguez, good pitcher. This line, the money line in this went from 172 to 210 in Arizona's favor. This total is at 9.5. Some places it's at 9 now, despite 80% of the money on the over. That's a classic reverse line move. I'm going under the 9.5 Colorado-Arizona. So how are we playing the games tonight in the NBA? Zigzag. Give me Cleveland getting points against the Knicks in this one. Our side in Major League Baseball, give me the Oakland A's. Or not the Oakland A's, just the A's now, just the Athletics. Give me Severino over the Angels and Soriano. And let's go under the games involving the Angels and Arizona. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert, smoke them. Thanks for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, help me in these hockey picks. Give me a little Road Dog Montreal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
As the whip.